This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Ecotourism doesn't end at California's coast. America's more than a million recreational scuba divers also take it into the oceans, providing a significant economic reinforcement for the protection of coastal waters and marine life. A new study by Duke University and Oceana, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that concentrates on ocean protection issues, has now provided some hard numbers about the size of that economic boost.
When you go diving, you spend money for the gear, for the training, and the boat to get you out in the water. But once you're in the water, you get some kind of value out of seeing the wildlife and being part of that world. And what we were trying to do is put a number to that meaning and that value. So what we do is ask, what would you be willing to pay on top of all the other expenses that you're putting into it for a greater chance, better odds of seeing certain animals like sharks or sea turtles or for an ecosystem like healthy coral reefs?
Suzanne Garrett, Oceana's dive program coordinator, notes that the basic question was not, would you pay more, but how much more? In the case of sharks, the top thing the divers said they'd like to see while diving, the answer was quite a bit.
Extrapolate out to 1.2 million divers, and the willingness to pay value for sharks was 212 million, 11 times more than the value of shark fisheries. So they're definitely worth more alive than on the end of a hook.
Likewise, seeing sea turtles up close was valued at almost $178 million per year. Sizable numbers for the two marine species that are well represented here on the North Coast. Healthy coral reefs, which are typically found in warmer, more southerly waters, were valued even higher. Taken all together, Garrett says, the survey results confirm divers' self-image as protectors of the underwater worlds they like to explore.
The divers themselves feel that they have a role in conservation and taking part in those types of activities.
As a group, American scuba divers take 1.7 million dive vacations annually at an average cost of over $2,400 per trip. Oceana found that's more than $4 billion a year. And Garrett notes it covers a wide variety of aquatic scenery.
There are several places in U.S. waters that are known for different kinds of diving, and people come from all over to have that experience. I've talked to people who've been diving in Alaska, and it's just a matter of having the gear that's going to protect you from the colder water. But they say there's quite a lot to see, and the water's very clear. You just have to time it right.
The economic impact study, made public yesterday, doesn't just confirm what divers have believed about themselves. Garrett says it will also be used to buttress public policy decisions about protections for ocean wildlife and habitat.
It helps to have a study like this that actually shows numbers to say that it's economically beneficial to conserve these marine animals and habitats. So we're hoping that's kind of an overall message that we can take to decision makers, to the public in general, just to get them interested and looking at not just the ecological benefits, but also that there are economic incentives as well.
You can read a summary of the Oceana Report on the North Bay Report website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.